We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 13th chapter, verse number 123. Paiya manushya janma yena sune gaurah gana. Yena shune gaura guna hena janma tara vyartha hoila. Paiya amruta dhuni piye vishagarta pani. जन्मिया से के ने नाही माईला जन्मिया से के ने नाही माईला एनीवन लाइक टू रिपीट हे न जन्म तारा व्यर्थ होइला पाइया अमृता धुनी पिए विष गर्त पानी जन्मिया से के ने नाही माईला ट्रांसलेशन एनी वन हु अटेन्स अ ह्यूमन बॉडी बट डज नॉट टेक टू द कल्ट ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज बैफल्ड इन हिज अपॉर्चुनिटी अमृत धुनि इज अ फ्लोइंग रिवर ऑफ नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस If after getting a human body, one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness, instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived, but to have died long ago. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this connection, Srimad Prabodhananda Saraswati has composed the following verses in Chaitanya Chandramrita. 37, 36, 34. अचैतन्यम इदं विश्वम यदि चैतन्यम ईश्वरम न विदु सर्वशास्त्रजीन यपि भ्रामयन्ति जे जनः. दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड इज विदाउट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस पर्सोनिफाइड. देयरफॉर इफ अ वेरी लर्नेड स्कॉलर और साइंटिस्ट डज नॉट अंडरस्टैंड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु Certainly he is wandering uselessly in the world. Prasarita mahaprema piyusha rasa sagare chaitanya chandre prakate yo dina eva saha. A person who does not take advantage of the nectar of devotional service overflowing during the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly the poorest of poor. Avartine gaura chandre विस्तीर्णे प्रेम सागरे सुप्रकाशित रत्नौघेयो दिनो दिन एव सः. द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज जस्ट लाइक एन एक्सपांडिंग ओशन ऑफ नेक्टर. वन हु डज नॉट कलेक्ट द वैल्युएबल ज्वेल्स विद इन दिस ओशन इज सर्टनली द पुअरेस्ट ऑफ द पुअर. यो दिनो दिन एव सः. श्रीमद भागवतम सेज 2.3.19-23. स्वविद वराहोस्त्र खरे समस्तुतः पुरुषा पशु नयत कर्णपथोपेतो जातु नाम गदाग्रजः. बिले बतोर उक्रमा विक्रमान ये न श्रृण्वता कर्णपुते नरस्य जिह्वा सती दार्दुकीरे वसुता न कोप गायति उरुगाय गतः जीवंचावो भागवताग्रि रेणुम न जातु मृत्यो न जातु मर्त्यो अभिलाभेत यस्तु श्री विष्णु पाद्य मन मनुजस तुलस्यः स्वासंचावो यस्तु न वेद गंधम. अ पर्सन हु हैज नो कनेक्शन विद कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मे बी अ वेरी ग्रेट पर्सनालिटी इन सो कॉल्ड ह्यूमन सोसाइटी बट एक्चुअली ही इज नो बेटर देन ग्रेट एनिमल. सच बिग एनिमल्स आर जनरली रिप्रेज्ड बाय अदर एनिमल्स लाइक डॉग्स हॉग्स कैमल्स एंड एसेस. अ पर्सन हु डज नॉट लेंड हिज ओरल रिसेप्शन टू हियरिंग अबाउट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड मस्ट बी कंसिडर्ड टू हैव ईयर होल्स लाइक द होल्स ऑफ अ snake in the field. Although that person has a tongue, it is like a tongue of a frog which unnecessarily creates a disturbance by croaking, inviting the snake of death. Similarly, a person who neither takes advantage of the dust of the lotus feet of a great devotee nor smells the tulsi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord must be considered dead even though he is supposedly working. श्रीमद् भागवतम 10.14 स्टेट्स निवृत्त तरसैर उपगीयमानाद भवौषधाच्छोत्र मनो अभिरामात क उत्तम श्लोक गुणाणवाद पुमान व्रजयेत वीणा पशुघ्नात. हू बट द एनिमल किलर और द किलर ऑफ द सोल विल नॉट केयर टू हियर ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडेड. सच ग्लोरिफिकेशन इज एंजॉयड by persons liberated from the contamination of this material world. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.23.56 says, Na tirtha pada sevayai jivan api mrutohi saha. Although a person is apparently living, if he does not serve the lotus feet of a great devotee, he is to be considered a dead body. Hare Krishna. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य जनांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. एज इट इज मेंशन्ड इन स्क्रिप्चर्स व्हेन अ ड्वार्फ ट्राइज टू टच द स्काई इट इज हार्डली एवर इम्पॉसिबल लाइक दैट टू टच अपॉन द ग्लोरियस पास्टाइम्स nectarian pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by a person like myself is like the dwarf touching the sun or moon in the sky. Still I will seek the blessings of Vaishnavas, Gurudev and the Acharyas to speak of a few words on this beautiful occasion, a joyous occasion called Anandotsava. Anandotsava is Jagannath Mishra festival is called as Anandotsava, the festival of joy celebrated by Jagannath Mishra, the divine father of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world is the inconceivable, indescribable, inconceivable, unlimited mercy on all the fallen conditioned souls. Because as many poets have said very nicely that if he wouldn't have come, then so many things the world would have been bereft of. For example, Hare Krishna. So nobody would have come to know about the love of Radha and Krishna. Nobody would have come to know the esoteric nature of the love of the Braj Gopis. who would have delivered the fallen conditioned souls at the same time? How we would have seen a unique combination of deliverance of fallen conditioned souls from unlimited ocean of sins directly to the unlimited ultimate situation of Krishna Prem, like in the life of Jagai Madai? Who would have seen the beautiful pastime of animals forgetting their animosity, their envious nature, and not only that, but kissing one another and embracing one another and chanting the holy name of the Lord at the same time? Who would have seen that beautiful, or who would have been able to hear, even after he has left the material world in one sense, even today, who could have been able to hear such wonderful pastimes of animals, birds, snakes, insects, everybody chanting the holy name? Who would have seen the stone-like heart melting? So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the epitome, beginning with Madhavendra Puri, who introduced Radha Tattva in this material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded it, actually, and made the highest levels of experiences of love between Radha and Krishna available to not only Paramahamsas like gopis, like he did in Krishna Lila, but he made it available to each and everybody who is supposedly most fallen in the material world. That is the greatest contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that pleasure which was available to only some group of most advanced devotees, that same treasure he made it available to each and everybody, even on the street, even to the most unqualified people. So that is the audarya or munificence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kindly, out of great compassion, concern and feelings of care about the situation of fallen condition of the people in the material world in Kali Yuga, moved and urged out of that compassion, he has come out with the treasure, and that too he has not sent anybody of his associates or of his officers in Swargaloka. Because it is most important, he has come himself. Like with the most important work the owner does, rest all things are done by associates and assistants. But because this is the most important and most merciful and most necessary activity, he wants to personally supervise it, personally deliver it, and see that personally it is having effect on the fallen conditioned souls. And he sees that everybody is delivered. So that is why it is a boon to all the living entities in Kali Yuga that whoever takes shelter of the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 10,000 years beginning from his birth, within that period, they will all go back to Godhead. Such a great boon. He has reduced the burning heat of Kali Yuga by this wonderful boon. After that, Ghor Kali Yuga will start. That description is not the purpose of today's class, but suffice to say, this 10,000 years from 1486 onwards is the greatest boon for all the mankind, all the living entities on earth. Because the mankind performs the Sankirtan of the holy name, even the other living entities will get the benefit. And whichever man or woman or living entity takes benefit of this holy name of the Lord, they will surely be delivered to spiritual world at the lotus feet of the Lord in his service at the end of their life. So we are extremely fortunate. At the same time, we may not be qualified, but we are still made fortunate by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. So we should be utterly grateful. It is said that if we do not take benefit of the beautiful moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we do not take interest in discussing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pastimes, we do not take interest in following the instructions and the message and the message of chanting of the holy name of the Lord given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then this life is as good as death, or as good as what we can say, we are all moving dead bodies. Jivata shava saman. We are like walking, working, dancing dead bodies with no life, because life means Krishna. If there is no Krishna, if there is no attraction for Krishna, there is no service to Krishna, then life is dead. There is no life in the life. Life cannot be called as life. I mean, the dead can be made into life if there is Krishna. And if there is love of Krishna, attachment of Krishna in this life. So the purpose of this life is to create attraction, attachment, love for the Supreme Lord. And when that occurs, our life becomes very lively and very enjoyable and very blissful. We have so many nice guests from other countries standing here. When devotees were performing the Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name, naturally they were all blissful, even watching. So that is the power of Sankirtan. Sankirtan, the congregational chanting and dancing of the holy name of the Lord with some assisting musical instruments, such a joyful process that nobody can remain morose or despondent or disdained or unhappy. However one may be unhappy or distressed or under stress or depression, he just comes near the arena of performing the holy name of the Lord of Sankirtan, immediately joy, you get overflooded, you get overwhelmed with the enjoying experience, the beautiful happy experience of the holy name. That is why those who feel that they are prone to depression or prone to mental sufferings, they should always remain near the Sankirtan movement of the Lord. Wherever Sankirtan is performed morning, evening, wherever there is opportunity, they should just take part full heartedly in the process, because this process does not require Vedic knowledge, does not require necessarily austerities to be performed, does not require donations to be given, does not require high birth, does not require beauty, does not require any strength or so-called things that are required to attain a position in the material world. This does not require any qualification. You simply have to have a desire and you should simply just run inside the yajna of the holy name and just chant and dance. You don't need to come to a certain stage of purity to experience the bliss of the spiritual life. Whatever stage one is in, if one just enters the arena of the holy name where Sankirtan is being performed, at once one feels the joy. And then one can choose to follow austerities and follow some rules and regulations and come to a higher and higher and higher offering of oneself, surrendering oneself to the process of the chanting of the holy name in congregation or in personal manner. So that is what the acharyas are mentioning, that such impossible to be heard things couldn't have been heard if Gauranga Mahaprabhu wouldn't have come. So many things which are impossible to be heard in Satya Yuga, in Treta Yuga or in Dwapar Yuga or in the higher planetary systems like Brahma Loka, Satya Loka, Mahar Loka, Jana Loka, Tapa Loka are heard in Kali Yuga on earthly planet just because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived. Who could have heard that devotees can cry like piston, like pichkari? That is only heard in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Of course, we have heard in Krishna Leela these things happen, but those are amongst certain group of people, not everybody. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is drenching everybody, all the masses, in the what is called as syringe-like expression of tears. Such impossible things which are unheard were easily made available by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita repeatedly urges us that we must develop interest in hearing about Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga's name is all purifying. Lord Gauranga's existence is all purifying. His pastimes are all purifying. Simply by hearing the nectar of Gauranga's pastimes, one can immediately develop freedom from karma and one can immediately develop love for Sri Krishna. Without Gauranga's mercy, developing love for Krishna is impossible. So, today we would like to describe in few words about Jagannath Mishra festival. Even our acharyas say that the birds, the animals also become mad in ecstasy, like in Jharkhand Leela. Even our stone-like heart, which is hard, can at once be melted if you hear the glorious pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu with love and faith continuously. For melting our stone-like heart, it is said that stones don't melt by anything. Even the gold or iron can be melted by heat. But stones can melt only by ecstatic feelings, by the power of the Lord. You see, when Krishna plays flute, the stones melt. When Krishna performs pastimes, the stone melts. Similarly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he was dancing in Jharkhand, what happened? The earth melted that time, wherever he was touching his feet, and where the animals were touching their feet, who were dancing in ecstasy with Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, with his glances, and with his existence, with his being with them, they also became mad completely. And even their feet melted the earth. So there are footprints of elephants, of tigers, and of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even today, you can see, many must have been erased off by now, but still some exist. So for our heart, which is like stone, if we need it to melt in love for the Lord, what is this formula? We must get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. If we want to get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for such activities, we have to first get mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And how do we get Nityananda Prabhu's mercy? The Acharya has mentioned is, we need to have faith in the holy name. With little faith, but genuine faith. No mixture. The simple, straightforward, genuine faith in the holy name. We must sometimes get one tear in the eye of love when we chant the holy name. If that is impossible, one must approach most fallen people like Jagaya and Madhai in the world to give them holy name. If we do that, if we attempt even to approach the most fallen people in the world with the holy name, to give them the holy name, then Nityananda Prabhu will follow you and bestow you with his mercy. And with such mercy, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy can be achieved. And with that mercy, we can hope that our stone-like heart can be melted. Another way of making the stone melt is, have continuous flow of water on one point for long time. So like that, we should continuously hear the holy name of the Lord and continuously hear the pastimes of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then our stone-like heart can be melted. So Srila Prabhupada approached people who were like animals, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met in Jharkhand, like tigers, you know, lions, and tigers, lions, elephants, deers. They have no ability to pick up Krishna consciousness as easily as we can. So Srila Prabhupada approached such people who were like animals and who were like stone-hearted. But by spreading the message of Sankirtan and the message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes and his service, by taking Gaur Nithai to the Western world, he transformed them into pure Vaishnavas. Such a miracle is only possible in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. That is why these people who were worse than animals, worse than stone-hearted people, they could be turned into pure Vaishnavas. And they could now lead the people in the world and give the same mercy to other fallen conditioned people. This is the way to attract the mercy of Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada this way attracted mercy of Nityananda to himself and also to the people in the material world, and he melted their heart and made them cry in ecstasy. So the story goes like this, that Madhu Mishra was the grandfather of Jagannath Mishra. He had four sons, Upendra, Rangada, Kirtida and Kirtivas. Upendra Mishra married Kalavati and he had seven sons, Kansari, Paramananda, Padmanabh, Sarveshwar, Jagannath, Janardhan and Trailokyanath as per Prema Vilas. As per Gaur Ganodik Deepika, Upendra Mishra was Krishna's grandfather Parjanya Maharaj, the ocean of good qualities Parjanya Maharaj, who lived in Mahavan, incarnated as Upendra Mishra. As per Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, Jagannath Mishra was Nanda Maharaj and Sachi Devi was Yashoda Devi. Jagannath Mishra was also known as Purandar, as the epithet of Indra. He was born in Dhaka, in that time East Bengal, today is Bangladesh, in the place called Sillet. After he married Kalavati, they had eight daughters who died one after another. Then Jagannath Mishra performed a special puja As a result, Vishwaroop was born. The expansion of Baladev, who comes in ontology of Sankarshan, in the expansions. The Lord appeared in Jagannath Mishra's heart, then to Sachi Devi's heart, then to Sachi Devi's womb, stayed for 13 months, and at the opportune moment of Chandra Grahan, the lunar eclipse, Lord appeared. All of us know that when he appeared on the lunar eclipse day, everybody was in the river. Everybody was in the river, submerged and chanting the holy name of Hari, Govinda, Krishna. And even the Yavanas and Muslims and the atheistic and the envious people were mocking, making teasings, making jokes with people who are chanting, and they were also chanting Hare Krishna. So the whole world was inundated with the sound of the holy name. Not only on earthly planet, it is explained, even the heavenly planets. Everybody was chanting the holy names. It is explained that before the birth of Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya were very morose actually. In one sense, they were internally in ecstasy by their remembrance of the Lord. But in external sense, looking at the world, they were very morose, looking at the most fallen, hopeless condition of the material world and the people in the material world. But as soon as lunar eclipse came, even looking at the inauspicious so-called lunar eclipse, still Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya felt great ecstasy in Shantipur. And started dancing. And everybody was wondering why they are dancing. They couldn't understand. Even they did not know why they are dancing. Because they were still not, that time, not knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. But they felt some unknown great joy in their heart. And they went to Ganga. That time Ganga was also flowing near Shantipur. They jumped in Ganga and took bath. And Haridas Thakur, especially Advaita Acharya, who was a very respectable, also rich Brahmin, he distributed a lot of charity, a lot of gifts to people who are needy and Brahmins. So everybody was wondering why he is doing this charity. So, at the same time in Navadvip, Sachi Devi's brother, Chandrasekhar Acharya, also called as Acharya Ratna, Srivas Pandit, they also started dancing in ecstasy, not knowing exactly what is happening. They also ran to Ganga and took bath, along with the thousands and millions of people who were taking bath. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, a very beautiful sloka he writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Akalanka Gaurachandra Dilo Darshan Sakalanka Chandrayara Kona Prayojan. Beautiful meaning of this verse is, when spotless moon of Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in this material world in Navadvip, what is the need of that moon? What is the prayojan? What is the purpose of that moon which has many, many spots on it? Sakalanka Chandra Ara Kona Prayojan. So that is why even the moon was full but having spots, and seeing the spotless moon in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Rahu thought why the sun, moon should be there. So he covered the moon. That is the internal reason why there was Chandra Grahan. All over the universe, all demigods celebrating, dancing, showering flowers, playing dundubi, kettle drums, bheris. They were embracing one another, Gandharvas, Siddhas, Charanas. Demigods, most of them were dancing in their own place, celebrating, embracing, dancing, singing. And some of them couldn't hold themselves. So they became Brahmanas and Brahmanis, disguised, and came to the beautiful land of Navadvip. And they entered the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, where the beautiful Lord was born under a neem tree, who appeared as a full moon blossom sun, shining like billions of moons. At that time, there was a huge crowd. Immediately after some time, everybody from their houses left with lots of gifts towards the house of Jagannath Mishra. And there was such a huge crowd that no one knew. Krishnadas Kaviraj explains, Goswami explains that nobody could find out who is coming and who is going. There was no track, nobody could keep the track who is coming and going. At the same time, everybody was trying to meet Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. Because they were sitting with the baby in the courtyard and everybody was taking darshan. And they were all giving gifts. Hundreds and thousands of gifts were given to Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. And these beautiful ladies were very effulgent and unusually beautiful, looking at the beauty of the local people. These ladies also were coming. And Sachi Mata noticed them. that these unusual looking beautiful ladies, from where they have come? But because there was huge crowd and everybody was blessing the child, she was a little bit embarrassed to ask. You can't ask somebody coming, who are you? So she had the question in the heart, but she couldn't ask any of those beautiful ladies. And the beautiful ladies who are demigoddesses took advantage of the situation, entered, intermingled with the crowd, embraced the ladies of the Navadvip Dham also, and gave gifts to Sachi Mata. All of them gave unlimited gifts to Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi and Nimai. Within few days, Jagannath Mishra distributed all those gifts to everybody who came. To pure people, to singers, to the people who come to glorify, to offer worship, well-wishers, servants, everybody. He gave all the gifts. So Prabhupada mentions that this is the charitable nature of Brahmins. They never keep anything for themselves. Jagannath Mishra is explained to be not very rich person. Repeatedly we hear that Jagannath Mishra was a poor man actually, because Brahmins are not supposed to be affluently rich like businessmen. Why they are not rich? They get so much of gifts and so much of wealth, so much of jewels, but they keep on giving to everybody else who comes and keep only what they need. They do not have Sanchai Pravruti, the tendency of accumulation. So that is why Jagannath Mishra, although had so much of wealth, only at one occasion of Nimai's birth, he achieved so much of wealth, but he distributed to everybody. Then the demigods did some pranks to have fun. They became invisible and they cast long, long shadows. So long, long shadows were moving in the house of Jagannath Mishra. So the simple-hearted, Navadvip Vasis, they were saying, oh, thieves have come, please catch them, catch them. Some people said, ghosts are coming, and they were getting scared. Some exorcist people said, who had the power of chanting mantra, they said, I will chant the mantra of Narasingha, I will chant the mantra of Durga Devi, and try to take away these ghostly elements. And demigods, seeing this confusion, had a lot of great fun. Then Srivas Thakur's wife, Malini, Chandrasekhar Acharya's wife, and other respectable ladies came to Yogapit. Yogapit is a place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Srivasera Brahmani Taranama Malini Acharya Ratnera Patni Sange Sindura Haridra Taila Khai Kala Narikela Diya Puja Narigana Range. So Srivas Thakur's wife, Acharya Ratna's wife, what they got? They got kumkum, haldi, bananas, coconut, flat rice and oil as per Adi Leela. They worshipped the newborn baby and gave blessings. And Jagannath Mishra distributed sweets and prasadam to all. There is a system of celebrating Jagannath Mishra festival at Yogapit. Even today also, a young man is dressed up as Jagannath Mishra, very beautifully decorated. A young girl or young lady decorates herself as Sachi Mata. And they have either a real baby or a toy baby, well decorated in hand. And they are supposed to sit under that tree where he took birth. And everybody will come and visit them. And Jagannath Mishra, whoever has become Jagannath Mishra, will keep giving sweets to everybody. This is the beautiful festival that is celebrated there. Now, after a few days, taking permission from Advaita Acharya, Sita Thakurani, the great devoted lady, left from Shantipur. Now, Prabhupada has a very beautiful description of this. She came in a palanquin, lifted by four men. She had many, many servants with her. She had many, many lady assistants and friends with her, and she had a big basket of all the gifts that she gathered to give Sri Nimai, the son of Jagannath Mishra, the friend of Advaita Acharya, her husband. She brought golden ornaments. There were armlets, there were necklaces, there were ankle bells, there were bangles, there were gold coins, there were bracelets, all kinds of gold equipment. Vyagranagra, Vyagranakha, Hemajadi, Kattipatta Sutra Dori Hastapadera Yata Abharana Chitravarna Pattasari Bunipatta Pattapadi Swarnarapya Mudra Bahudhana. This is very sweet actually. When we read this, when we do translation, it is one rasa. When we read this beautiful shloka, it is a different rasa. So Vyagranakha Hemajadi, tiger nails set in gold. See what all she got. Then Kattipatta Sutra Dori, silk, plaited silk together for waist belt. హస్తపదేరు యథ ఆభరణ, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఓర్నమెంట్స్ ఫర్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ ఫీట్. చిత్రవర్ణ పట్ట సారీ, మల్టీ కలర్డ్ సారీస్ విచ్ వర్ ప్రింటెడ్ అండ్ ఎంబ్రాయిడర్డ్ అండ్ బుని, దట్ మీన్స్ యు నో దట్ నిటింగ్ బుని పట పట్టపాడి, వువన్ స్మాల్ జాకెట్స్ విత్ సిల్క్ ఎంబ్రాయిడరీ. స్వర్ణ రౌప్య ముద్ర, బహుధన గోల్డ్ సిల్వర్ కాయిన్స్ అండ్ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ రిచెస్ వర్ బ్రాట్ బై సీత ఠాకురాని. షీ ఆల్సో బ్రాట్ ఫ్రెష్ గ్రాస్, ప్యాడీ, గోరోచన్, హల్దీ అండ్ కుంకుమ అండ్ చందన్. షీ రోడ్ ఇన్ అ ప్రైవేట్ పాలంక్విన్ కవర్డ్ బై క్లాత్, గుప్త వస్త్ర, లిఫ్టెడ్ బై ఫోర్ మెన్ అకంపనీడ్ బై హర్ మేడ్ సర్వెంట్స్ అండ్ ఫీమేల్ అటెండెంట్స్. షీ వాజ్ డెకొరేటెడ్ విత్ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్నమెంట్స్ అండ్ వాజ్ వేరింగ్ కాస్ట్లీ క్లోత్స్. హర్ గిఫ్ట్స్ ఫిల్డ్ అప్ అ లార్జ్ బాస్కెట్. అద్వైత ఆచార్య వాజ్ ప్రభుపాద్ కమెంట్స్, అద్వైత ఆచార్య వాజ్ అ రిచ్ మ్యాన్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ అ బ్రాహ్మిన్ అండ్ రెస్పెక్టబుల్ పర్సన్. ఆల్సో హీ హ్యాడ్ అ బిగ్ హార్ట్ టు కలెక్ట్ అండ్ గివ్ సచ్ ఆపులెంట్ గిఫ్ట్స్ టు అ ఫ్రెండ్ సన్ ఆన్ హిస్ బర్త్డే. సచ్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సిచ్యువేషన్. వన్ మే హ్యావ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ బట్ వన్ మే బి స్టిల్ మైజర్లీ లైక్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్. యు నో వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు గివింగ్ వి సే ఇస్ ఇట్ నెసెసరీ టు గివ్ సో మచ్, దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఇనఫ్. నో దే మీన్ దే విల్ నాట్ సే ఎనీథింగ్, ఎస్పెషలీ మై సెల్ఫ్. బట్ అవర్ డివోటెడ్ వైఫ్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ సీత ఠాకురాని, దర్ హార్ట్ ఈస్ వెరీ బిగ్ అండ్ డొనేట్. బట్ హియర్ అద్వైత ఆచార్య ఆల్సో వాజ్ ఈక్వలీ బెనివలెంట్ అండ్ బ్రాడ్ హార్టెడ్. సో విత్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఎంటరాజ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ట్రెడిషనల్ స్టైల్, షీ కేమ్ ఎట్ ది హౌస్ ఆఫ్ జగన్నాథ్ మిశ్రా. షీ గాట్ డౌన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పాలంక్విన్, వెరీ రాయలీ వాక్డ్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఆఫ్ జగన్నాథ్ మిశ్రా అండ్ ఎంబ్రేస్ సచి మాత అండ్ టుక్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎఫల్జెంట్ సన్ ఆఫ్ సచి కాల్డ్ నిమాయి. షీ ఫెల్ట్ షీ వాజ్ వెరీ అస్టానిష్డ్ టు సీ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ చైల్డ్ అండ్ షీ ఫెల్ట్ దాట్ హీ మస్ట్ బి కృష్ణ ఓన్లీ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ద కలర్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ లైక్ కృష్ణ బట్ ద కలర్ ఇస్ గోల్డెన్ యెల్లో. హర్ హార్ట్ వాజ్ మెల్టింగ్ విత్ వాత్సల్య మూమెంట్ షీ సా ది బ్యూటిఫుల్ చైల్డ్ ఇన్ ద ల్యాప్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ సచి. లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ద ఈచ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ లింబ్ ఆఫ్ నిమాయ్ షీ వాజ్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్టసీ. షీ గేవ్ బ్లెసింగ్ టు ద చైల్డ్, మే యూ లివ్ ఫర్ లాంగ్ లైఫ్, దట్ మీన్స్ మే యూ రిమైన్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ యువర్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఫర్ లాంగ్ లాంగ్ టైమ్. అండ్ జస్ట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ వాత్సల్య షీ కెప్ట్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చైల్డ్ నిమాయ్ బికాస్ నీమ్ ట్రీస్, ప్రభుపాద్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ ఇన్ మన పర్పోర్ట్ హౌ నేమ్ ట్రీస్ కాస్ట్ అవే ఆల్ ద లేడీ కైండ్ లేడీ ఘోస్, యునో డాకిని అండ్ జకిని. దెర్ ఆర్ 11 కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఘోస్లీ ఎలిమెంట్స్, అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యూ ఆర్ ఫిమేల్స్. సో అండ్ సచ్ అన్వాంటెడ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఎంటిటీస్ ఆర్ డ్రివెన్ అవే బై నీమ్ ట్రీ. సో జస్ట్ బై గివింగ్ నేమ్ అండ్ ద సౌండ్ వైబ్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ నీమ్ దే విల్ బి ఆల్సో అవే ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ చైల్డ్. సో విత్ దాట్ మూడ్ షీ గేవ్ బ్లెసింగ్ టు ద చైల్డ్ అండ్ గేవ్ నేమ్ నిమాయ్. Then at that time, I will read for you the constellation of stars that were present when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai was born. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Amrut Prabha Bhashya has given a detailed horoscope of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. He says that at the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the planets were situated as follows. The Shukra was in Mesha Rashi. The Nakshatra was Ashwini. So like Ramchandra had Punarvasu Nakshatra, Krishna was born in Rohini Nakshatra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Ashwini Nakshatra. Ketu was in Simha Rashi and Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Chandra was in Purva Falguni. Shani was in Vrishchik Rashi and Jyeshtha Rashi. Brahaspati, that is Guru, was in Dhanu Rashi and Purvashada. And Mangal was in Makara Rashi, Capricorn and Shravan Rashi. And Ravi, the sun, was in Kumbha Rashi and Purva Bhadrapada. Rahu was in Purva Bhadrapada and Buddha was in Mina Rashi. So such a beautiful description. Even Vrindavan Das Thakur also describes how Nilambar Chakravarti came immediately the next day, and he was the one actually was consulted by Sachi Mata when Nimai was not getting born, baby was not being born. She was worried, what is the reason? So Nilambar Chakravarti, you know, put up the chart and said that he is waiting for a very auspicious moment, which is actually inauspicious from the world's point of view, but very, very auspicious from the world's ultimate welfare point of view. So Mahaprabhu was trying to catch up that moment of lunar eclipse. So Nilambar Chakravarti came and put up the horoscope, and he said he was actually so happy, he was in ecstasy, because not only he was a Brahmin from professional point of view, but he was a grandfather, maternal grandfather of the baby. So you can imagine his vatsalya and so happiness that he saw the horoscope of the child. And he told Jagannath Mishra and his daughter Sachi that there's a prophecy that I've heard, he said, that one day in Navadvip a king will be born, but he will be born in Brahmin family, which is a controversy. The king is not born in Brahmin family, he is born in Kshatriya family. But nonetheless, he understood that maybe this is your son who will become king of the whole universe in the course of time. Then he says, perhaps this boy will that be king. In that we will know if this boy is indeed that person or not. Then Nilambar Chakravarti started studying the horoscope and describing to Jagannath Mishra, on this lagna of this horoscope, I see this boy will be very glorious. He will be like a king. I do not have the power to describe the extent of the glories of this child. He will be so great a scholar that he will defeat Brihaspati. That we know in the course of time, the incarnation of Brihaspati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was defeated very, very effortlessly and respectfully by Nimai Pandit, Jagannath Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then a great Brahmana saint began to predict the Lord's future deeds. This infant is Lord Narayan himself. He will establish the essence of all religion. He will become the wonderful preacher. He delivered the entire world. All of us know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in the world, by the prayer of Vasudev Datta and by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every living entity that existed and lived at that time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lifetime, all of them were delivered back to Godhead at the end of their lives. He will deliver to everybody the treasure of Brahma, Shiva and Shukadev. And he will give everyone the treasure that Brahma, Shiva and Shukadev at every moment yearn to attain. What they are not able to get very easily, that treasure he will distribute to the whole world. Simply by seeing him, the whole world will become blissful, renounced and merciful to all. What to speak of others? Even Yavanas who hate Lord Vishnu will worship his feet of this boy. His glories will be sung in the countless universes. Everyone from Brahmanas to children will bow down before him. He will be Bhagavad Dharma personified. He will be great saint. He will be devoted to the demigods, Brahmins and Gurus, also his father and mother. As Lord Vishnu descends to this world to establish true religion, so this infant will also teach the true religion of love of Godhead. Who has the power to explain the auspicious signs of this boy's horoscope? Oh Jagannath Mishra, you are very fortunate to have such a son. I bow down before you. Although Nilambar Chakravarti is who? Is the father-in-law of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra is supposed to bow down to him. But Nilambar Chakravarti, looking at the fortune of Jagannath Mishra, feels like and actually bowing down to Jagannath Mishra. I am fortunate to read the infant's horoscope. I will like to keep the name Vishwambar because he will maintain all the universes by his own prowess. He also will be called as Navadvip Chandra by some of the people in the township. Please note that he will be spiritual bliss personified. So like that, Nilambar Chakravarti described the glories of this beautiful child. So we can see that Jagannath Mishra Utsav is simply a happiness Utsav. A Utsav of joy, of bliss, because that is the day where the world's fortune came into existence. How to say in English? The fortune is almost not there in Kali Yuga. What is Bhagavatam explaining? That there is no bhagya. We are all durbhagi. But the durbhagya of everybody in Kali Yuga was destroyed by this day. On this day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brought fortune for everybody, to the most unqualified people, and make everybody fortunate. Srila Prabhupada also said same thing, that none of the devotees who existed at that time were qualified. Prabhupada said, I gave the qualification. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the qualification, gave the fortune to all the conditioned souls and actually delivered them instantly by giving the holy name to the Lord. of the Lord to them. So we are very fortunate that we have been actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is Channa Avatar, right? Even in history books it is mentioned that one of the great saints who lived in Bengal, who danced in ecstasy while chanting the holy names. So to common mass, even today it is not known. But by the mercy of Prabhupada and the parampara, we have been bestowed this knowledge that he is not a saintly person. He is not a living entity. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is Krishna, he is Jagannath, he is Ramchandra, he is Vamana, he is Narasimha. He is the same old personality. One of the Brahmin also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to him as Nimai and told him, tell me who was I in past life. So he closed his eyes. When he closed his eyes, he started having variety of pictures in his mind. Sometimes Narasimha, sometimes Vamana, crossing the heavenly planets, you know, covering them. Sometimes the bow and arrow as Ramchandra. Sometimes as Krishna with flute. Sometimes tearing the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu. All kinds of variety of video films were mixing up on his heart, the screen, and he could not know what to catch on. And he was confused. And Nimai asked, hey Brahman, so you didn't tell me as yet, who am I? He said, I'm trying to figure out. Who are you? So this is the situation. He's the same Supreme Personality. But the difference is, in every other incarnation, there are so many conditions. Do this and do that, and only if you do this, then some mercy will be available. And as the Purna Purushottam, he says, give up all the religions, abandon all religions, and surrender unto me. Then I will deliver you. He didn't say, I'll give you Krishna Prem. He didn't say, I'll give you Bhakti. I'll give you love. I'll give you entrance in Golok. He didn't say that. That is still remaining. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the only thing that we have to offer is little faith. Little simple faith. Simple heart we have to have. And without so many other qualifications, we can simply take up to this holy name. And not only get freed from all the contaminations of lifetimes altogether. Instantly at one moment, one can get rid of all the sins, all the bondage. And instantly one can develop love of Godhead. I mean, when I read the Jagai Madhai pastime, I cannot imagine. We can very well understand why Yamaraj was so confused. And so he was difficult for him to believe what has happened. He wanted to see himself, and he saw himself also again fainted. He couldn't believe that such kinds of sins which I could not record in my abode as Yamaloka, underground pits were also filled with all the sins. How can so many sins be nullified at once? I was wondering, how will I execute the danda of these sins? How many staff members I have to execute to give danda to these sins? And how many millions of lifetimes we have to keep on following up with this one case? Or two cases rather. Such kind of load of work is nullified instantly. And not only that, they are crying in ecstasy, shedding tears of rivers of tears, of love. Not acting as drama, just to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were overwhelmed. They were simply overwhelmed with love. How? With one embrace. And with one promise only. That we will not do these sins again. With that one promise, Lord Mahaprabhu embraced them and finished. Everything is finished. His Holiness Radhana Swami told me one time in Mayapur Yatra that he was sitting there for a long time at Madhai Samadhi. And everybody left after praying for a long time. Some were praying more because Maharaj is still sitting there. But then their prayers ended and they moved to the buses. Still Maharaj was praying and sitting and praying. So I was standing there. So I asked him, Maharaj, can I know so much time you were praying? What was your mood? Sir, such a beautiful line he said. He said that if Madhai can be delivered, I think I also have some hope. Because the sins that Madhai and Jagai had performed, you know, it is explained that in all of the people in the material world, together, in the whole lifetime of theirs, collectively, cannot perform so many sins that they were performing in one day. And they had many, many years of lifespan. Already they were living this world. So many years of active sinful life, you know. all that was nullified instantly. And Madhai was one of them. And how, what a pure devotee he became. He actually went to the bank of river and accepted stones of everybody whom he had hurt before, and he would give them stone again. Please hit me again, because what I have done to you is, this is like, you know, you are throwing flowers at me. I know they have raped women in their houses, they have burned their houses, absconded there with their property, and what are they didn't do? Compared to that, one stone hitting me, nothing. Please pick up again and please hit me. And he would fold their clothes and keep water for them ready, ashman, everything ready, serve them. All his life, he was begging to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how do I atone for my sins? Yes, yes, you have taken away all the sins, but I feel so sorry because the hurt that I caused in the hearts of people, that is not nullified, no? My sins are nullified, but the pain that I gave to people, that is not nullified. Because people are still angry. They were enraged when they would come to the bank of Ganga seeing the same fellow now acting humbly, but they would be angry on them. But Madhai became so humble, unlimitedly humble, receiving Mahaprabhu's mercy. So Radhana Swami Maharaj said that if such a personality can be delivered, then there is a hope that we also can be delivered. Such is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We fail to understand, we also fail to take that mercy also. The way to take that mercy is only simple way of accepting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra personally. You have to just take the holy name, chant attentively. Whenever opportunity comes to participate in congregational chanting, just take part enthusiastically. Do not be miserly. Do not reserve yourself. You know, others don't have to push you. Just join enthusiastically. And the same mercy which was available to gopis in the middle of the night on Sharad Purnima and Vasanti Purnima, that mercy, bliss, ultimate pleasure, ananda is available to all of us instantly when we take part in the chanting of the holy names together. That is the beauty and mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today also happens to be season of Holi, almost ending, but nonetheless, we thought today Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ji are also dressed in such a beautiful Holi attire. Huh? You have to see sometimes very closely that there is some color on the cheeks of Radha and Krishna, some color also on the abdomen near the navel of Krishna, and there is a nice syringe in the hands of Radharani, and a nice syringe tucked at the waist of Krishna on left side. They are all ready. And when you, all of you devotees were dancing, I was thinking only color is missing, everything else is there. I felt so many times, we were so much wet with sweat, I thought only some colors were missing. And in the heart of my heart, in my mind, I was throwing colors on everybody through piston. So, such a beautiful festival. Again, when we come in the Sankirtan arena, we feel blissful. Like that, when the holy festival takes place, nobody can be morose. Everybody has to be blissful. And this holy festival actually began in Barsana. The whatever we call as holy is only coming from Barsana. Because all the rasas, all the beautiful mellows of devotion, they arise from Radharani, who resides in Barsana, and then from there it goes to all Braj and gets developed to its perfection, and from there the perfected rasa and mellow is distributed all over the universe, up and down and middle, everywhere. Okay, so this beautiful pastimes of Holi are described in Narad Purana, in Jaimini Mimamsa, in Bhavishya Puran, in also Garga Samhita, somewhere in Brahmavarta Purana also. Interesting to know that this holy festival is even historically known and researched to be existing much, much before Christ also. Even geographically and historically. By the way, on the day of Holi, there are even other events happened, which I will tell you in one line before. Lord Shiva burnt Kamadev on the day of Holi. Because when Sati burnt herself, Lord Shiva became very morose and he just left everything and sat in deep meditation. So the demigods were very worried. So they thought, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai ho. I don't know how they had their prasad. their bhoga with syringe in hand. So demigod sent Kamadev, please shoot your arrow and, you know, at least bring him to the worldly activities. So Kamadev very reluctantly, fearfully went and shot his arrow. And so Lord Shiva opened his eyes and burnt Kamadev to ashes. But it is said, because of this waking up from his deep meditation, to even burn Kamadev, Shiva came back and then got married to Parvati, Sati had taken birth again as daughter of Himalaya Parvat. As Parvati was worshipping him, so Lord Shiva got married with him. So on the holy day, that is on the Gaur Purnima day, Kamadev was burnt by Lord Shiva. Then on the same day, the Holika died and Prahlad was saved. Small story, Holika was sister of Hiranyakashipu, and she had a boon that whenever she'll enter fire, she will not get burnt. So Hiranyakashipu thought that you take Prahlad, enter the fire, and Prahlad will be burnt and you will be saved. But she had forgotten that there were two aspects of the boon given by Brahma, which she had forgotten, also brother forgot, that if she wants to save herself from the fire, she will not get burnt. If she is burning and fire comes on her, and to protect her life for self-defense, if she enters, then she will be saved. But with malice in the heart to kill somebody if she enters, she will not be saved. Another thing is that if she is alone in the fire, she will be saved. But if she carries somebody in the fire, then she will get burnt. And by the mercy of the Lord, Prahlad was saved. Not even one flame touched him and got burnt him. And Holika Devi died fully. So on this day also people burn holy to commemorate the victory of devotion over our evil. Also Dundi, na Rakshasi was there. She was killed on this particular day only by madness. It is said that she had been receiving benefits from benedictions from Brahma, that she will not be killed by any weapon, any men or any animal like that. But there was one flaw in the boon, that from madly acting children, she was not safe. So Brahma then inspired some children to put on fire and behave like mad and speak bad words, utter anything, whatever they wanted, and circumambulate the fire. By this madly children behavior, this Dundi demoness was killed on this particular day. That's why on the holy day, the children are allowed to speak nonsense around the fire. They can use any wrong words and dance madly and make some sounds and go around very funnily in the memory of... Nobody remembers Dundi, of course. They want to just behave nonsense. But this is the significance behind it. Crazy children is a weapon to kill Dundi demoness. And also, it was said that on the day of Holi, there was celebration of the death of Putana by Nanda Maharaj. On the day of Holi. Because Putana came as the first demoness to kill Krishna in attempt. So on this day, Nanda Maharaj also celebrated the death of Putana. So this is some historical background. Now what is Holi? Holi is so perverted today. What today's children come know as Holi is most perverted concept. But actually Holi is the event to express the deepest love and appreciation for each other, one another. Those whom you love, it's a day to express our love. How in the form of beautiful colors, natural fragrance, flowers and the colors and juices of flowers are collected of different colors and are offered at the feet of seniors and the body of equals and the juniors and the equals, and then also on the body of equals and the friends, on the face and everybody else, and they embrace one another. There is no vulgarity, there is no violence, there is no misbehavior, there is no teasing in that. It's simply expression of love that we genuinely feel for one another. And with great softness, mrudu vyavahar, it is expressed. There is no harshness, there is no rubbing of one another and forceful, these things are not there. It is also for revitalization of relationships and strengthening our emotional bonds with one another. It is also an occasion to forget the enmity or rivalry that we have with one another. Maybe some offenses are there, some enmity is there. It's an opportunity to destroy that and become friends again. So what they say, बुरा मत मानो, होली है. व्हाई दे से दैट? बिकॉज आई हैड फाइट विथ यू, बट आई वॉन्ट टू फॉरगेट इट टूडे. आई वॉन्ट टू ऑफर द कलर ऑन योर चीक एंड एम्ब्रेस यू एंड से सॉरी एंड थैंक यू एंड बिकम फ्रेंड्स अगेन. दैट इज द मूड ऑफ होली. सो एनिमीज बिकम फ्रेंड्स थ्रू द एक्सचेंज ऑफ कलर्स. And there is no differentiation between rich and poor. Another significant feature of this festival, that on this day, nobody says, I will play only with my economic standard people. On this day, everybody plays with everybody. Even if you go to Barsana, nobody is a Brahmin and a Shudra or everybody. Everybody comes together and plays Holi. So I will just like to describe in few minutes the beautiful Holi pastime of Barsana. It is on Falgun Ashtami. We celebrated yesterday was Gaur Purnima, Falgun Shuddha Purnima. But on the Ashtami day, the Holi in Barsana is on Navami, that is called Rangili Holi. And for that, Nandagaon, Brajvasis, Gwalbal, coward men, they send messenger called Pandey. He is the representative of all the coward boys. And he is sent to all the gopis, to Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, to invite them to play Holi with Krishna, the Shyam Sundar. As soon as he enters, all the girls surround him and pour him tons and tons and buckets of color. And this poor fellow is, you know, looking at all directions. Everybody is just pouring and pouring. So Radharani becomes very, you know, feels very bad, you know, feels compassionate. This is Lalita Vishakha, oh girl, oh friends of mine, why are you disturbing this boy? He is simply a messenger. He is only a Brahmin Pandey. So they still didn't listen. They were telling, why you came alone? Bring your neta, bring your leader. Why is he hiding? When is he coming? And finally, Radharani had to really take him away from the clutches of these young girls, and she took him to her house, and allowed him to take bath, and gave him her father's clothes to change, and gave him sweetmeats, treated him very respectfully, to make up with the insult that the other girlfriends did, and then from secret road, she said, "You go from this way back to Nandagaon." This is called Pandalila. This is also performed. This is called as Pandalila. This is performed today also on the day of Ashtami in the evening. Someone is chosen to get beaten and to get drenched. Then after that, on Navami day, it is explained that Nandakumar Shyam Sundarji leaves from Nandagaon in a big procession to play Holi. Bedecked with something like this piston on hands, color packets on on his body, and beautifully decorated by Mother Yashoda, and who is accompanied with, scriptures are explaining that Brahma comes down to lead his procession, not as Brahma, but has four heads, and a very funny rope he takes, and he comes, and he is moving his four heads in four direction to amuse the Brajvasis. And the Brajvasis are making fun of this four-headed man. He said, look at this four-headed man. How funny he is. If someone has to fall in love with this person, which head the girlfriend will talk to? Whether she should talk to the head on the east side or on the west side. And Brahmaji is very happy in entertaining the Brajvasi boys, you know. Then Lord Shiva is with Trishul, jumping up and down in the procession. Well, let me see. Okay. Then the Indra is behaving like a madman. Bagal bane hue. He is making funny sound through his blowing cheeks. And everybody is enjoying the sounds made by Indra. Then Shukadev is naked and still accompanying Shyam Sundarji and dancing in the whole crowd. Narad Muni is an ordinary person, taking a form of ordinary person, rolling in the dust and getting up, and rolling in the dust, and getting up. And Maya Devi, who is actually Purnamasi there, but also came separately, assumed a big form, and took Narad Muni in lap as a child, caressing and loving, during the procession. So, and this way, playing instruments, singing songs, and throwing the colors in sky, making the atmosphere filled with different kinds of colors, they reached Barsana. And at that time, all the Sakhis were looking from distance that Nandakumar is coming from distance. So they ran away to the house of Sriji and told, see, Shyam Sundar is coming. At that time, somehow Sriji was very angry with some reason. So she said, this is not a time to get angry. Shyam Sundar has come. And to attract her attention, because she was not responding very favorably. The procession has reached Bilipokhar, which is at the bottom of Brishbhanu Mahal. From there you can see Brishbhanu Mahal. So Sakhis are describing Krishna's beauty. You know, he has very beautiful curling locks of hair flowing on his cheeks. We can't describe you the beauty of these cheeks with curling hair flowing on them. It's simply indescribable. He has wide pitambar. His nupur, his ankle bells are doing chum chum beautiful sounds, very pleasing to the ears. His crown put by Yashoda is shining like sun. His earrings are shining like lightning. His vanmala, the flower garland, is like clouds coming in the middle of lightning. And you know something? His bare body is dyed with red color already before coming only. His body is blue but dyed with red color. And he has a pichkari in hand and is very eagerly anticipating mood, searching, where is Radharani? Do you know he is looking for you? And then Shyam has reached down and is calling Radharani from down. Please come to play with me. And thousands of gopis gathered there. But his eyes were searching, where is Radharani? And then Vishakha was there. With eyes only he asked her, where is Radharani? So Vishakha again ran and told, Shyam is calling you. At that time, Radharani became pacified. He said, go call her. She went to Radharani. And she brought Radharani in the gallery. And it is explained that Krishna immediately raised his piston, his syringe, and threw color, but the color could not reach her, because she was too high. But he passed on the feelings of heart to Radharani, up to the gallery, to the heart of Radharani. It is explained that. So Holi actually began at Pilipokhar. The beautiful pastime of receiving the Nandagaon procession took place at Pilipokhar. Then Radharani came down, and Radharani said, we will play Holi today. And they decided ki first we will play with only powder. What they are saying today? Dry Holi. Because so many villages in Maharashtra are having no water. So they say we will only play with colors. So they also said that we will play with colors only. Later on we will see whether we can play with wet colors and piston and syringes or not. You know, Krishna, it is said that whenever they play with colors, Krishna always gets defeated. All the girls are very expert in playing with dry colors. We have the photograph there. See there? The first photograph. First, Radharani comes and offers the gulal at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the bhav. It's not that we aggressively jump on each other. With respect and love, even though we are equals, still with respect and love, Radharani offers the color at the feet of Krishna. And then the holi begins. As soon as the holi begins with colors, Radharani and gopis defeat Krishna. And when he is getting fully defeated, he immediately lifts his piston, you know, in the defense of a defeated man. In the mood of that, he lifts the piston and starts drenching Radharani. And Radharani very effortfully takes out her left hand and stops all that syringe, jet of water, colored water, and saves herself. At the same time, she becomes very angry. That this is not good. When we decide some rules and regulation, you should follow. This is cheating. And always Shyam Sundar is, whenever he gets defeated, immediately comes on cheating mode. So she just gets angry and stops the game. Everybody immediately stops playing the holi. Now all the gopis are upset. Such nice game was going on. And suddenly this Krishna misbehaved. And see, Radharani is angry now. The whole game is stopped. So they all go to Radharani, please play again. He says, I'm not going to play. Because this Kanhaiya is very cheating. Always he cheats. So then they say, what to do? So Radharani said, take him to Lalita. She is our court judge. Always such matters are taken to Lalita. She is very strong, very aggressive, and she doesn't get scared in intimidating situations. So then Mukadma, that the court of order takes place there. And they say that we will put black mascara in the eyes of Krishna with both hands as punishment. Now when you put with a ring finger delicately, it is called Shringar. Then you dip in your hand in mascara and put on your eyes, it is not Shringar, it is punishment. So all Radharani's both hands are dipped in mascara and she goes to apply it on Krishna as punishment as decided by Lalita. But you know Krishna how smart he is. Immediately he turns his face this way and that way. Radharani gets very angry. And all the girls pounce on Krishna and they twist the hands of Krishna behind and they tie him up, hold his head And then Radharani puts color, puts black mascara on his eyes. So Krishna is fully defeated, also punished. And then whoever is punished, he has to give his Uttariya Vastra to the person who is punishing him. It's an insult actually, you know, like suppose you come from a house, you're always wearing a Uttariya Vastra. That's kind of dignity. But if somebody takes your Uttariya Vastra, it's insult. What happened when all the Kurus were defeated by Arjuna as Brihannala? And who was that? Uttar Kumar was there. What his sister had told him, if you ever defeat all the Kuru warriors, get their Uttariya Vastra for me. Having their Uttariya Vastra is like, we have defeated them. They have been insulted. So like that, here also in loving games also, the person who is punished by gopis is supposed to give their Uttariya Vastra. So very reluctantly and painfully, Krishna had to part with his Uttariya Vastra and donate it to Radharani. And that's how the punishment is over. So this way, the holi takes place and then she... Okay. So this is one pastime. And second pastime is like this, that all of you should know that there is something called as Latmar Holi, which takes place on Ashtami day only. And Ashtami day, at one time, it's not happened every time, but at one time, also the gopas of Nandagaon, they thought that we'll go and invade Barsana. But whenever we go there, we are captured by gopis. So this time, in large number, we'll go and invade and conquer and put our flag of Nandagaon on Brishbhanumel. But the gopis are very smart. When they got the news that there is an attack, onslaught going to take place, they got all ready with sticks. They're not sticks actually, they're called lat. Lat means it's very thick, with lot of knots on that, you know. I have one of them, I keep in Vrindavan that. It's a very big one and lot of knots are there. That's called lat. Lati is thin and long, lat is stout and big. They got all lats together. And all the ladies stood on the higher level on both sides wherever they came. And when they came, they all jumped on them and started beating them like anything. And that went on for a long time. And the men from Nandagaon, they became totally defeated. They just couldn't do anything. They were such nicely in a planned way attacked that they only had to save themselves or flee from there. And some of them they caught. And they caught and arrested them and dressed them as women. And... gave matkas of dahi and makhan on their head and chased them away as ladies. So then, that is, even today celebrated as Latthamar Holi. There is one area called Rangili Gali. And that gali is so pure and so auspicious area in Nandagaon where Holi is played. And government puts tons of matti, earth on that place before the pastime takes place, and they make it flat, and on the day of Holi, everybody takes that dust as prasadam. So not only there are empty, all the dust that is put on that, it becomes empty, but they make holes in the ground and takes that dust also. So much of dust is exported that day from Barsana. That is the Thamar Holi. In return, next day the gopis get very angry, and they say that we send our men to conquer Nandagaon. And that day, the Nandagaon men are beaten by women beat Barsana men. That is called Barsana Nandagaon Holi the next day. So on Navami, the Holi takes place in Barsana, and on Dashmi, the Holi takes place in Nandagaon. The same thing happens in Nandagaon that day. And Nandagaon ladies beat the Barsana men. After beating them, then they play with them Holi. And everybody is dressed as women. That is the most important, significant aspect of all the pastime, is that when you get defeated, all the men have to dress up as ladies. And then they feed them and put colors on them like that. So like that, there are unlimited pastimes of Holi. And the Holi in Barsana begin on Vasanta Panchami. On Magh Shuddha Panchami, Vasanta Panchami, where we celebrate the birth appearance of Vishnu Priya Devi and many other four acharyas. That is the day where Holi begins. And the Holi continues for 40 days in Barsana. Not only Barsana, all over the Braj. Every evening after Sandhya Arati, Uttapan Arati, the colors are thrown Radha and Krishna and everybody is given that prasadam and they play Holi every single day. And there is something called as a terminology called Holi Ke Bhadua, which means the person who is caught up that day by the gopis and dressed as a woman. So that is Krishna. So they want to always catch that leader of Nandgaon cowherd boys. Catch him up, make him dressed up as lady, decorate him as lady, and right behind him, on his back, Holuke Bhaduwa. That is a beautiful loving. That's why whoever goes to Barsana in the holy period, all men, whoever goes there, they put a big shawl on them, and put kajal on his eyes, and put color on his cheeks, and they say, you are Holuke Bhaduwa. Hare Krishna. So, there is one beautiful place also called as Gantholi. This place is a little bit distance from Govardhan. When you turn to Barsana on right side, don't turn right, go straight. In 2-3 kilometers, the place called as Gantholi. And in this place, Radha and Krishna were sitting on the rock and looking into one another's eyes, engrossed. At that time, Lalita Vishakha went from behind very secretly and tied their upper cloth. After some time, when they finished looking at each other's eyes, they just got up. When they got up, they saw they were tied. And by that time, when they realized that they were tied, all the gopis laughed very loudly that they found themselves tied up. So then they made them sit down again on the rock. And in the tied up condition, in the helpless condition in one sense, all the gopis got lots of pistons and syringes of colors, lot of buckets of colors, and drenched Radha and Krishna with color. And it is said all the color that they poured on Radha and Krishna got collected in a big pond called Gulal Kund. Especially they use only gulal, the pink color. So the whole kund is about maybe 4-story building deep, you know. So huge and so vast. That was filled up by the color that was offered to Radha and Krishna. And that is the only place where Holi is celebrated throughout the year, irrespective of the holy season. That is Gantholi. Very beautiful place. And in other places, it begins from Vasant Panchami and goes for 40 days. And on where we celebrate here Ashtami, Pandalila, Naomi Rangili Holi in Barsana, Dashmi Nandagaon Holi, and on Purnima, when we are celebrating Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance day, that is Dhuli Vandan Day. Again, Dhuli Vandan is a very, very beautiful, esoteric, high level concept that the Raj of Braj Bhumi, which is touched by the divine lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and the gopis and the cowherd boys and the cows and all the living entities in Braj Bhumi, it has been so powerfully empowered with love and devotion that dhuli is worshipped that day. That dust is worshipped and then it is offered to everybody as prasadam. That is why it's called as dhulaiti or dhuli vandan. There is another beautiful mood on the day where the holi actually ends on the day of Gaur Purnima. But today you know how the perverted situation is. They take out gutter, all the material from the nonsense activities and throw it on the women and the cars and people. So Kali Yuga is only perversion, but we have to see that in that perversion, what was the real thing that we should search out as devotees. We should search out the essence of that particular perverted activity that we see, what it must have been. And then Krishna will reveal to you the beautiful nature of this spiritual activities done by the Lord and how we can relish them. And there are unlimited pastimes sung by beautiful, many, many esoteric, elevated Vaishnava saints of Brajbhumi. Even there are Muslim saints like Taj Bibi and Ras Khan who are writing beautiful holy pastimes. Even Surdas has written very, very beautiful holy pastimes. How Radha and Krishna give each other unlimited joy. Sometimes in anger, sometimes in mockery, sometimes in fun and teasing. Even Anand Vrindavan Tempu describes in Jhula Leela how they are playing holy. They are combining leelas. Sometimes they play Jhula Leela. And Radharani is swung by Krishna, Krishna is swung by Radharani. Sometimes they both are swung by gopis and sometimes gopis are swung by them. In all these combinations, the jhula is circling itself in the sky in all directions. It's not going up and down. It circles in the sky in all directions. Sometimes the jhulas get caught up in one another. Sometimes the garlands got caught up in one another. At that time, the gopis take chance and throw colors on Radha and Krishna and celebrate Holi also. Holi is a simply a joyful festival. One thing I forgot to mention to you, which I will tell you in the end of this lecture, that when Krishna picked up Pichkari to drench Radharani and she held her hand, some of the droplets hit the hand, left hand of Radharani, and jumped up and touched the cheek of Radharani. Today you see, Radharani's cheek has the red color. And then this Krishna is so cunning a person in one sense that he dropped his pichkari and started observing Radharani. Oh, her golden beautiful face is now having pink color spots. Started getting engrossed in looking at the beauty of Radharani's cheeks as if he was innocent. But Radharani is very angry. So when she got angry, she became more beautiful. So Krishna is engrossed in looking at the beautiful droplets, pink colored on the golden yellow cheeks of Radharani. And then he gets punished for his loving gestures towards Radharani. So it's a very wonderful festival. Today when we look at Radharani and Krishna, we can meditate on these beautiful loving exchanges that they do through these beautiful colors and express their heart. Let us also offer our colorful devotion to Radha and Krishna, offer their lotus feet. We can also have holi with them by offering our heart full of variety of loving devotional colors at their lotus feet and only request them that please make us yours. Apanara boli. Please accept us as your own. We are trying to offer not very pure, not very beautiful, not very attractive colors of our devotion. They are still mixed up with karma and so many desires. But nonetheless, one thing we can guarantee to Radha and Krishna that we are sincerely trying to offer you some love, attempting to offer some love and some service to you. Please accept us as your own and thus let the festival of Holi be fulfilled. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki, Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Nithai Gaur Primanande, Jagannath Mishra Festival ki, Anandotsav ki, Sachi Mata ki, Navadvip Dham ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.